Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rabit Moranville. Batting second. The center fielder, Max Carey. Batting third. The left fielder, Carson Bigby. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Jewel Enns. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Walter Mueller. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Hamilton. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Earl Hamilton. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Les Mann. Batting second. The shortstop, Spex Topperser. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dell Gaynor. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Schultz. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Austin McHenry. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Milt Stock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Vern Clemens. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jeff Pfeffer. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Jeff Pfeffer. And now, play ball. Rabit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is called out on strikes. One out. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McHenry. Carey reaches second base with a double. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Carey moves to third. Jewel Enns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Enns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it and throws to second for the out. Carey scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mann throws the ball into Hornsby, who tags Trainer trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Enns moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann takes first base on ball 4. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Topperser for the out. Mann moves to second. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller. Hornsby reaches second base with a double. Mann scores. It's Pirates, 1, Cardinals, 1. Dell Gaynor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaynor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hornsby moves to third. Two outs. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Walter Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into center field. Mann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gaynor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimm for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a fly ball into left field. McHenry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stock for the out. Two outs. Vern Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Pfeffer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfeffer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller. Pfeffer reaches second base with a double. Mueller throws the ball into Trainer, who tags Pfeffer trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Clemens goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Cardinals. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a fly ball into left field. McHenry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-1 in the game. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carey bunts towards third. Stock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carey. The throw from Clemens and he is safe. Carey steals second. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bigby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pfeffer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mann bunts towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 0-for-1 in the game. Topperser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mueller throws the ball into Moranville, who tags Topperser trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Gaynor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hornsby. The throw from Gooch and he is safe. Hornsby steals second. Del Gaynor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaynor is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaynor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jewel Enns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Enns is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Enns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walter Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller is hit by the pitch. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 0-for-1 in the game. McHenry hits a line drive into left field. Big B settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0-for-1 in the game. Stock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. And scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gooch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamilton bunts towards third. Stock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-2 in the game. Moranville hits a pop-up towards first. Gaynor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hornsby fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vern Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Pfeffer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfeffer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pfeffer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mann takes first base on ball 4. Specs Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Topperser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Carson Big B is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Big B is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Big B hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pfeffer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jewel Enns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Enns is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Enns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pfeffer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a line drive towards third. Stock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer juggles the ball. That's an error on Trainer. Del Gaynor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaynor is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaynor bunts towards first. Grimm fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. Schultz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gaynor moves to second. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 0-for-2 in the game. McHenry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Schultz moves to second. Two outs. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0-for-2 in the game. Stock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Walter Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gaynor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mueller for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McHenry. Grimm reaches second base with a double. McHenry throws the ball into Stock, who tags Grimm trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gooch takes first base on ball 4. Earl Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Cotton Tierney now playing second base. Jewel Ends now playing first base. Vern Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clemens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Pfeffer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfeffer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pfeffer hits a line drive into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Topperser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tierney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-3 in the game. Moranville hits a fly ball into left field. McHenry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carey bunts towards the mound. Pfeffer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carey. The throw from Clemens and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Big B is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Big B hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Carey scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Pirates, 2, Cardinals, 2. Jewel Enns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Enns is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Enns hits a fly ball into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Gaynor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaynor is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaynor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tierney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Walter Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mueller hits a pop-up towards first. Gaynor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gaynor juggles the ball. That's an error on Gaynor. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gooch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Clemens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 0-for-3 in the game. McHenry takes first base on ball 4. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0-for-3 in the game. Stock bunts towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to first for the out. McHenry moves to second. One out. Vern Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clemens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tierney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Pfeffer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfeffer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pfeffer hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamilton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Schultz. Hamilton reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-4 in the game. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Hammond pinch runs for Earl Hamilton. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bigby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Schultz. Bigby reaches second base with a double. Hammond scores. It's 3-2, Pirates. Jewel Ans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ans is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bigby moves to third. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ans moves to second. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Morrison now pitching. Jack Smith pinch hits for Les Mann. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Topperser hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Jack Vernier pinch hits for Dale Gaynor. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernier hits a fly ball into left field. Bigby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 3, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.